This is the Blues Adventure with Java Show on the Voice of Vashon, KVSH 101.9 FM. Thank you for joining me on my latest episode of my personal blues adventure. In my mind, great adventures always start off with a destination, but have the freedom to bounce around and explore side roads. And so it's been with my blues adventure. Starting as a young teenager, I stumbled across John Mayall's Room to Move. And from there, it's continued from one musician to another. So my show is just a continuation of that. No real organized path, just a general destination. And this blues train might veer completely off the tracks occasionally, but we'll probably find its way back. On today's show, we've got John Mayall and Room to Move to start off. Susan Tedeschi, John Lee Hooker, Keb Mo, R.L. Burnside, Taj Mahal, Howlin' Wolf, Seattle's Isaac Scott, and finishing up the show, Clay Shelburne. Thank you again for joining me. That was John Mayall and the Blues Breakers and Room to Move, which is off their Turning Point album, 1969, recorded a concert at Bill Graham's Fillmore East. It was one of four albums with the Blues Breakers and one of 79 albums that John has put out in his career so far. If you don't know John Mayall, a number of people have played with him and gone through the Blues Breakers, like Eric Clapton, Coco Montoya, Mick Taylor, Mick Fleetwood, Jack Bruce, Jack McVie, Paul Butterfield, and another 43 musicians. And he's still touring, although right now he's ill and had to take some downtime. Next up is a singer I first saw live in 1999 in a concert at the Pier, where she was opening for Kib Mo. A real sad mismatch to have Susan Tedeschi, energetic, loud blues guitar slinger, opening for the more laid-back, refined sound of Kib Mo. I took some friends along, and my buddy, he was just amazed at this young woman in a short red skirt belting out the blues like it was a mix of Janis Joplin, Bonnie Raitt. Susan has gone on to marry and merge her band with husband Derek Trucks. And although we like them, there was something so genuine and raw when she was new and playing out front on her own. So this is Susan Tedeschi playing guitar and singing Just Won't Burn off of her first solo album, released in 1998, which was also called Just Won't Burn.
Just one burn. Oh,
That was Susan Tedeschi and her Just Won't Burn. And this is the Blues Adventure with Java Show on the Voice of Vashon, KVSH 101.9 FM. John Lee Hooker's career started in the late 1940s, and like so many bluesmen, he struggled to make a living as a musician until many years later when some rock and roll artists chose to give him his due. This next song is a live version from 1980 of One Bourbon, One Scotch, One Beer, which he originally released in 1966.
Your bone toe down. I could hardly sit on the bar stool. And after a while, I looked around me. But nobody in the bar but me and the bartender. I looked on the wall.
That was John Lee Hooker in One Bourbon, One Scotch, and One Beer. The song was actually written by Rudy Toombs and first recorded by Amos Milburn in 1953. Although if you're a certain age, you might be more familiar with George Thorogood's version. This is the Voice of Vashon, KVSH 101.9 FM, your island connection. Thanks for making us a part of your day. Several songs ago, I mentioned about Susan Tedeschi opening for Keb Moe and the mismatch that they were at that concert. But I want to be clear that Keb is one of my favorite blues musicians. And he started playing at a young age, first on steel drums and a stand-up bass, and then at 21 was hired by Papa John Creech, the fiddle player for the group Jefferson Airplane. He played in a number of groups before his first album, which he released in 1980 under his birth name, Kevin Moore. It would be another 14 years until his next solo album was released. So starting off this set is The Whole Enchilada. Kevin explains the song's origins, which he wrote with John Lewis Parker, and they had written a number of songs. Keb says, it's about when you actually get the girl of your dreams. How do you maintain that relationship? If she gets crazy on you, will you be able to deal? The work begins when you've made the commitment to work through things and go for the long haul. So this is The Whole Enchilada.
What you gonna do?
Are you gonna be any better?
than the man you had to be to get up. Oh, now that you gotta,
what you gonna do? What you gonna do?
What you gonna do? Now that you gotta
do.
Oh,
get your mama. What you gonna do?
Now that you gotta,
what you gonna do? What you gonna do? How you gonna be?
Are you gonna be any better than the man you had to be to get up? Oh,
now
that you gotta.
What you gonna do? What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
Now that you gotta.
That was The Whole Enchilada by Keb Mo off of his 2011 release, The Reflection. Great song, especially for setting up a sound system. Next up, R.L. Burnside, who was born in 1926, and like so many old blues musicians of that era, performed almost in obscurity until the 1990s when he started to garner some commercial success, but it was at the same time as his health started failing. The next tune is Shake 'Em On Down, a song written and originally recorded by Bukka White in 1937.
Thank you. 'em on down.
That was Shake 'em on Down by R.L. Burnside. Dang, I love his voice. Next up, Nelson Adelard, whose first album, Blues Got a Hold on Me, came out in 1999. The selection I'm going to play is off that album called Black and Blue, which is not to be confused with an old jazz standard by the same name. Nelson Adelard and Black and Blue.
You need to be strong. Give and take just to get along. I give it all, oh, and I was true. You turned my heart black and blue. You took my heart, twisted around. I give it all, and then you put me down. I knew you were too good to be true. You turned my heart black and blue. And I refuse.
That was Black and Blue by Nelson Adelard and his band. He is still fairly active on the East Coast. That was off of his Blues Got a Hold on Me album. This is the Blues Adventure with Java Show on the Voice of Vashon, KVSH 101.9 FM, your island connection. Thanks for making us and my show a part of your day. Taj Mahal was one of the first blues musicians I stumbled across in the late 1960s when his Giant Step album came out. I'm pretty sure I wasn't even aware it was the blues. I just liked what I was hearing. Taj is a pretty amazing musician and someone who's really worked at understanding and learning about the blues, African music, Jamaican music, and then he incorporates all that into what he plays. He recently came out with his 21st album, which was a collaboration with Keb Moe. The next tune is performed by Taj, Dust My Broom, which is written by Elmore James in 1951, although his song is an adaptation of the song I Believe I'll Dust My Broom, which was written in 1936 by Robert Johnson.
Soon in the morning, leave I dust my broom. Getting up soon in the morning, leave I dust my broom. Quit the best girl I've been loving, and my friends can have my room. Want no woman, what every downtown man can see. I don't want no woman, what every downtown man can see. She ain't nothing but a no good phony. She lie that woman on the street. I'ma write a letter. Telephone every town I know. I'm gonna write a letter. Telephone every town I know. If she ain't down in Chula, Mississippi, she in East Monroe, Arkansas, no. Oh, tell me, baby. Honey, what has been wrong with you? Tell me, baby. Oh, mama, what has been wrong with you? Well, I know you just don't treat poor papa like you used to do. Dust my broom. I'm getting up soon in the morning. Leave I dust my broom. Quit the best girl I've been loving. Then my friends can have my ring. I'm gonna send a letter to China. If my baby's over there, I'm gonna send a letter to China. See if my baby's over there. Well, she ain't over there in China, down in Ethiopia somewhere. I believe I dust my broom. I believe I dust my broom. Lost the best girl I've been loving, and my friends can have my room.
was Taj Mahal and his version of Dust My Broom. That is off of his 1968 album titled simply Taj Mahal. Taj often plays for a number of days around every Thanksgiving at Jazz Alley, a great guy to see live. One of the things I really like about the blues is how different artists are inspired by each other and how songs have developed over time. The next one is a perfect example. Chester Arthur Burnett was born in 1910 and would become later known as Howlin' Wolf. He was heavily influenced by Charlie Patton, who he would listen to nightly when Howlin' was in his early 20s. Howlin' would go on to have hits of his own, first covering a number of Willie Dixon tunes, but later writing his own material. So up next is the song Spoonful, a song written by Dixon and first recorded by Howlin' Wolf in 1960. And his version of Willie Dixon's song Spoonful, which was first released as a single. This is the Blues Adventure with Java Show on KVSH 101.9 FM on the Voice of Vashon. In the mid-1980s, Seattle's Pioneer Square had a robust live music life. There were five bars in the area that, with one cover, would allow you to listen to live music in any or all of them in one evening. A regular band during that period was the Isaac Scott Band. This next song is a live performance of Isaac at the Tractor Tavern, which was up in Ballard, and in 1999 when he performed T-Bone Walker's classic Cold, Cold Feeling. Get comfy, it's a long version of the song, befitting one of the Seattle's greatest bluesmen. Thank you.
Well, I got a cold feeling. It's just like ice around my heart. Yes, I got a cold feeling. It's just like ice around my heart. Well, I'm gonna quit somebody. I got a cold feeling. It's just like ice around my heart. Yeah, cold feeling. It's just like ice around my heart. Well, I'm gonna quit somebody every time it's done. Thank you. a stink on it, baby, I'm cracking up inside. I got a cold, cold feeling. It's just like ice around my heart. Well, I'm gonna quit somebody every time the feeling starts.
Isaac Scott in his version of Cold Cold Feeling, performing live at the Tractor Tavern in Ballard in June of 1999. This is the voice of Vashon, your Vashon connection, and this is the Blues Adventure with Java show. Thanks for making us and my show a part of your day. So thanks for listening to this episode of the Blues Adventure with Java. Finishing up the show is a young Texas blues man named Clay Shelburne. I first became aware of Clay from a video of he and a buddy playing Pride and Joy on a toy guitar in a Walmart at 3 in the morning. We'll do that some other time. Today, I'm going to play one of his studio songs, I Feel a Sin Coming On. Have a great day.
I've never been the good boy type that follows all the rules. I love everything that's bad that makes you feel so good. Like women, weed, whiskey, wine, and staying up all night. I never walked the golden road, but I turned out all right. I could confess about the things that I know that I'll do wrong. Cause I feel a sin coming on. To gamble in a cheater's game was tempting from the start. We played the cards, love that world dealt by separate hearts. She said it's time to call the bet. Do you hit or fold? The ace of lonely hearts and 10K of diamonds took the gold. We're getting hot and heavy now, even though it's wrong. Cause I feel a sin coming on. I know come Sunday morning I'll be on my knees to pray. My inner devil's in control of what I do today. Cause I feel a sin coming on. I feel a sin coming on. Inner devil's in control of what I do today. Cause I feel a sin coming on. I feel a sin coming on.